Welcome to Tungaloy NTK, the powerhouse of precision podcast, where we dive into the essential aspects of metalworking. Today's episode focuses on threading, covering everything from design specifications to machining practices for both internal and external threads.
Sounds great. Let's start with the fundamentals. Whether you're reviewing design documentation or setting up a machining process, confirming the thread callout on your drawing is key. Verify whether the thread is internal, like those found in nuts, or external, such as on the outer diameter of a screw. Whenever possible, refer to the detailed prints or specification sheets to ensure you have the correct dimensions and thread type.
Most threading jobs are defined by a few standard parameters: diameter, threads per inch, and thread form. For instance, a 1/4-20 thread indicates a nominal 1/4-inch diameter with 20 threads per inch, following the ANSI standard 60-degree triangular profile.
It's also important to recognize the variety of thread types you might encounter. In many applications, you'll see common unified thread standards. However, specialized forms are also prevalent in certain industries, like oil and gas or lead screw production. In these cases, you might come across non-standard specifications such as ACME or buttress threads that require a specialized insert solution.
Another critical factor is the hand of the thread. Typically, if no designation is given, the thread is assumed to be right-handed. However, left-handed threads require the appropriate tooling. In some setups, it's even possible to produce right-handed threads using left-handed tooling by simply reversing the cutting direction, a detail that can be crucial depending on your process.
Now let's talk about the inserts available for threading. There are two main types: full-profile inserts machine the complete thread profile, the trough and the crest, offering high precision and minimizing burr formation. These are generally designed for a single specific thread form. Partial profile inserts focus on finishing the trough of the thread while leaving the crest to be completed with a turning insert. Their versatility makes them ideal for shops that handle a wide variety of thread pitches, though they do require careful control of thread depth by the machinist. In addition, consider whether inserts with a chip breaker are beneficial for your application, as these help with chip control during machining. The material you're working with is also a critical factor when choosing the right insert grade. Whether you need an all-around solution, a specialized grade for stainless and high-temperature alloys, or inserts suitable for hardened steel.
For external threads, it's important to know the shank size required for your machine tool and to verify the helix or lead angle. Threading charts can be an invaluable resource here. Simply locate the nominal diameter on the x-axis and the threads per inch on the y-axis to determine the proper lead angle shim. For internal threading, check the drill size used for the starting bore and confirm the thread depth. This will guide you in selecting the appropriate boring bar and insert combination, and help determine whether a steel or carbide bar is needed. In deeper bore applications or more challenging setups, alternative boring bar systems, such as anti-vibration configurations or specialized setups, may be necessary to maintain precision over extended thread depths.
Let's recap the key points for any threading project. Confirm the thread form callout and the material being machined. Determine whether the thread is internal or external. Verify if the thread is right-handed or left-handed. Choose between a full profile or partial profile insert based on the application. For external threads, ensure the correct shank size, and for internal threads, know the drill size and bore depth. And finally, verify the helix angle to ensure the tooling fits correctly.
Before we wrap up, here's an important tip on shoulder clearance. For an external thread, a shoulder should clear by about 1.5 thread lengths, while for a blind hole, plan on roughly 2.5 thread lengths.
That is super helpful. Thank you for joining us on today's episode as we explored essential tips and solutions for threading. For more in-depth information, check out our website for videos, brochures, product specifications, and additional resources. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at info@tungaloy-ntk.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time.